Right now, a set of doubles, the U.S. double quartet, doubling up two old favorites, Walking Along and Happy Wanderer.
Specify Bufferin most. That's right. Of all leading brands of analgesics you can buy for minor pain, doctors specify Bufferin most. Bufferin, the high-speed formula for relief of flu misery.
Ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad. A report on the Paris Peace Talks from George Lewis, NBC News, Paris.
If there's been no progress at the Vietnam peace talks during the past week, at least key aspects of the problem have grown a good deal clearer. With the communists launching a heavy propaganda campaign to replace the Saigon government by a regime of neutralists, and the Saigon government expressing more rigid opposition than ever to any dealing with the National Liberation Front, it should now be obvious to everyone that the immediate and long-term obstacles to a peace settlement are really one and the same. The squabble over the shape of the conference table can now clearly be seen for what it is. Not a point of trivia over which both sides have been having temper tantrums, but instead a matter intimately and essentially linked to the fundamental issue of who's going to run South Vietnam when the shooting stops. If the National Liberation Front is accepted formally as a full negotiating entity, not an auxiliary of Hanoi, then the present Saigon regime has lost probably its only trump card. At the very least, this settles in advance the question of NLF participation in a future government. If the United States has been less adamant in resisting this than the South Vietnamese, the reason why is clear enough, too. American officials already have conceded, at least to themselves, that the NLF will have to play a major role in a peacetime government. All that really remains to be determined is how major. George Lewis, NBC News, Paris.
Ring around the world. Close-up views of people and events will be brought to you throughout the weekend. Right now, though, the only man in America who celebrates New Year's Eve 366 nights a year. I'll drink to that.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind the couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried up on some lines. Keeps you in a backwoods by the river of my memory. Keeps you with a dream on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy plants on the columns now that bind me. There's something that somebody said because they thought we fit to get a walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing nor forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find. Moving on a back road by the river with my memory, and for hours we're just gently on the mind. And I took my cup of soup back from the Durban track and called the moon from St. John. My bed is up in a coal pile and a dirty hat put me across the face. If you're waving from the back road by the river, every memory, every smiling, every dreaming on your mind.
Wherever you are, you're on the gentle monitor beacon.
Stewardess, pardon me. Is this all you have?
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. That's a standard meal on this flight.
But I'm not sure I want this.
I wish I could give you a choice, sir.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, it's delicious.
No choice, huh?
Sorry.
Gee, I'd really prefer something else.
On most airlines, you either eat what's put in front of you or go hungry. But not on Eastern. Only Eastern gives you something else on coach flights to Miami. For lunch or dinner, you get steak or something else. Lobster tails. On snack flights, something else. Delicious delicatessen sandwiches. Eastern flies more people to Miami than any other airline. And now, you can choose something else from all three New York airports. Something else. One more way to Eastern.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Next, monitor looks at the weather. And what a forecast it is. Freezing rain mixed with snow and sleet is scheduled for the Northeast. Snow will fall in the Upper Lake region. And rain changing to snow flurries in the Tennessee and Ohio Valley. Occasionally, heavy snow is due in the Northwest. My friends, that's a slump.
Keeping your windshield crystal clear during stormy weather is no longer the simple squeegee operation that it was years ago. The large curved windshields on today's cars present a complex engineering problem. That is, to keep even pressure on every inch of the large area being cleared away by the windshield wiper. The Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana, makers of Anco windshield wiper blades, refills, and arms, have perfected the wiper blade to wipe a clear pattern on every modern windshield under all conditions.
Mr. and Mrs. Steve Lawrence.
Without it, just imagine what this whole world would be.
computer forecast the outcome of tomorrow's American Football League Championship. Next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Car Care Program.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hector Gonzalez. You know, since coming to this country, I find out that most car services a lot like the weather. Chilly today, hot tamale. Then one day, I was sitting in the cantina with my Conchita having a tortilla, and I hear two fellas talking. And one say, si, 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 si. I thought it was a new Spanish song. So I asked him, and he said, no, 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 no. Si, 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 si. It stands for Chrysler Corporation Customer Care. It's what you get at every Chrysler, Plymouth, and Dodge dealer. Before you can shout Viva Zapata, your car is fixed and fixed right. And it means parts that go with your car like tortillas go with beans. Customer care. Maybe that's another reason why so many people are switching to Plymouths, Dodges, Chryslers, and Imperials. CCCC may not be a new song, but if you CCCC a customer care dealer, you're sure going to wind up singing.
Who does the computer pick in tomorrow's American Football League Championship game? And how did the computer do in last week's selection? Monitor reporter Ken Niles spoke to computer expert Bud Goody.
Bud, last week you predicted three games for us here on Monitor. Dallas-Cleveland, Minnesota-Baltimore, and Kansas City-Oakland. Now, in the Minnesota-Baltimore game, you said they'd come away, Baltimore that is, by 9 points, and yet they won by 10.
Well, I think that was a pretty good prediction, Kenny, but it was also a lucky break.
In the Dallas-Cleveland game, we predicted Dallas, and Cleveland won. And in the Kansas City game, we picked Kansas City over Oakland, but Oakland kind of squeaked by there by 35 points, I think. What happened there? Was it Hong Kong flu and the transistors?
No, I think that, again, it's the breaks. Four interceptions is the equivalent of 28 to 40 points. So you have to understand the value of the interception. If you're on a drive and I intercept, then you've lost the potential 7 points.
Right.
And if I score on that possession, that's another 7 points for me, so... Again, it's a 14-point play, and that's what happened to Kansas City.
Tomorrow's game, Bud, in the AFL playoffs, we've got the Oakland Raiders versus the New York Jets. What are the most important statistics here?
Well, the defense shows the biggest difference, and Oakland has an edge, Kenny. The most important statistic in pro football is opponent's points per pass. It's a measure of your defensive secondary's ability to protect against the bomb.
Uh-huh.
Now, Oakland has only allowed a half a point per pass, and the Jets have allowed almost three-quarters of a point. Now, that's a big difference. It's 50%, actually. So you got to give the Raiders an edge on defense. On offense, one of the significant statistics is fumbles lost. Oakland has lost 21, and New York has only lost 9. That might be one of the breaks. A fumble recovery or an intercepted pass can tell the difference in this game.
What about the stars, Bud? For Oakland, you've got Daryl LaMonica, and for the Jets, you've got Joe Namath. Has Joe come of age this year?
You mean he started to shave?
Well, yes, if that does it.
Well, the difference is on the passing stats. LaMonica has completed 51% and Namath 50%, so there's really, it's not significant. I think one of the important statistics is the passer tackle stats. Namath has been protected this year. He's only been dumped 18 times, or rather the team passing quarterback has only been dumped 18 times as opposed to 29 times for Oakland. So the Oakland offensive line has not been giving their quarterback the protection he'd like to have. On the dozen statistics that we're using in the NFL and AFL, Oakland seems to have an advantage of about 3 points. Any one of the breaks, a fumble recovery, a pass interception, is a potential 14-point play, certainly for the pass interception. So any one big break can make the difference in this game.
Thank you for joining us today, Bud. This is Ken Niles, Jr. in Los Angeles for Monitor Sports.
That AFL championship game tomorrow will, of course, be aired by NBC. And on New Year's Day, a big holiday tripleheader on NBC, the Sugar, Rose, and Orange Bowl games. Right now, though, here's someone who's a tripleheader all by himself, Sammy Davis.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I gotta be me. I gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me if I heed the call. I won't settle down.
Weekend, Monitor will kick off the new year with 2 days of predictions and forecasts of 1969. NBC News correspondents from around the world will report on the major problems that we face. Next weekend, the going thing on Monitor. The going thing in music at the moment right now, Nick DeCarlo, If I Only Had Time. The new game patented this week. It's a model railroad game that's played by husbands and wives who are having marital problems. And the way they run their trains and handle collisions is supposed to help a psychologist plan treatment. You think that's what the Long Island Railroad's doing? Testing? More news coming up.
Confusion.